Hi guys, Sam Fury here, and welcome to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. Just heard on the news. I don't really watch the news, but my brother was had it on the TV, and Pele died. Pele, maybe that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. Anyway, for those of you that don't know, he was like one of the greatest football players that ever lived from Brazil. And I'm not really into football, but I know who Pele is. And he died, so I shouldn't laugh about it. But yeah, so that's a shame. It's like, I guess it's kind of, it would be kind of like when Michael Jordan dies. That's the equivalent for all those people that don't watch, all the Americans out there that love basketball and don't watch football. So that's a shame. Anyway, this morning I decided that I'm going to rebuild the Survival Fitness Plan training timetable. Because as you know, well, maybe you don't know, but I think maybe like a week ago or whatever, and I think I did tell you through the podcast or whatever you're watching this on, that I like planned out the full training plan, right? And it was like five levels, and it was like a two-year training plan, basically. But then I started training in it, like putting myself through it, and I've decided that it was too complicated. Like, of course you could do it, but then it's like even level one started off where you need to have like go mountain biking and swimming and stuff like that, and like people don't have access to all that. Like right now here, I don't have access to a swimming pool. I mean, I could if I really wanted to, but you know. And I guess, but I don't have access to a mountain bike. I'm not going to go out and buy a mountain bike every time I travel somewhere. So I'm going to simplify it a lot. And then the other thing I've decided to do is make, because it's, I'm going to have to remake some of the training, the training manuals. Sorry, is that sun in the way? I'll change the direction. Remake the training manual, but not remake the existing training manuals. They're good, right? So if you want to learn parkour, go learn parkour, whatever. I think they're more for people that just want to learn specific things. Like, I just want to learn self-defense. I just want to learn parkour. I just want to learn how to mountain bike. I just want to learn survival swimming, right? But then what I'm going to do is I'm going to create the schedule, and then I'm going to make a training manual or a training blueprint for every level of the schedule. I haven't really decided the levels yet. I've got to like think about it. That's what I'm going to do today. But I think the last one of the last levels. Well, the levels might stay pretty much the same for the training. It'll just be like level one will be basic, like very, very basic self-defense, just enough for you to actually know how to like get away from someone and like sprints and core exercises, like the very basic. And then the second level will be like, all right, you're going to learn a bit more self-defense and like the basic parkour, like super, super basic parkour, just like how to get over a wall, how to get over small walls, how to get over small obstacles, and then increasing fitness, and then level three will just be like maybe add some swimming, right? Add survival swimming because, and I might even get rid of mountain biking. Like I might just that might just be a supplementary thing because I really feel like mountain like, you know, I run around a lot, and if I was getting chased, I don't see any bikes, right? But so I think swimming's still important, even though because yeah, all right. And also because swimming acts as a good recovery exercise. And also mountain biking, if people go out and mountain bike all the time, like they can get injured like pretty easy. Like it's pretty dangerous. So maybe that'll be like a supplementary one. It's like, all right, well, if you want to learn mountain biking, here's the extra thing, right? You just go buy the book or whatever. I got to think about it really hard. I do enjoy mountain biking, but it's not really about what I enjoy that's full fitness plan. It's got to be super practical, right? And like not take up super amounts of time because I think I don't know. Also training for an hour and a half a day. I mean, I know in the like the initial levels, like the first basic levels, and I think a lot of people won't even make it past intermediate. Cause when I've been training lately, I'm only really at the intermediate stage according to my own schedule that I've created, right? Of course, and then it's advanced and then elite. I think the endurance things that I created, they're still good, and I've already adjusted like the core exercise limits and stuff, so it's like more even keel. And then I think I can make it so it's like every day like you'll log into the app, right? So I think I'm going to make the app is going to be priority. Now I'm going to make that the priority is the app, and then afterwards I'll like write all the stuff. Yeah, so I think that's what's going to happen. But it's like you log into the app, and you'll every day it'll just like progressively train you, and you can like skip, but you have to like prove it. Like, I mean, prove it to yourself. No one's going to actually physically check. But if you want to skip to like a later level, you can. You just got to take the fitness test and see if you qualify, right? And then if you do, you can just jump to that, and we'll send you out certificates and stuff, and it'll log onto the app. So like you go for a run, and the app can track you, maybe, and then we'll see how good that app is. I think like I did choose like a base app that I'm going to use, create off the like version one before I actually build like a whole perfect one. But it could be that the version one, because it's built on a base app, it'll be better than the perfect one anyway. I don't know, maybe I'll have to integrate. I would love to integrate a map into the fitness watches and stuff as well, and have it work with like, yeah, the fitness watches, like Fitbit or whatever, and then somehow, yeah, so you don't have to carry your phone when you're running around and stuff like that. Anyway, it's got nothing to do with today's subject. That was a bit of a rant, but it's nice to, I like to keep you updated about what's happening in the world of survival fitness now. So yeah, I'm going to concentrate on the app, so hopefully that'll be out by the end of January, maybe, we'll see. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, so today's subject is MMA versus self-defense. Which one is actually better for a street fight? And yeah, so it's more of this, it's this thing about MMA's like, as far as combat sports goes that you're going to use and will actually work in a street fight, MMA is like the best, honestly. It is the best, in my opinion. I mean, Jeet Kune Do is a close, very, very close second. But MMA does that stuff as well. So there you go. So it's all this thing about sport versus realism, right? Like the thing is that MMA is a sport. So all right, let's go over three ideas about why one would be better than the other. The first would be because of fitness, right? Fitness can trump skill. Like you might know self-defense, right? But if someone's super fit, unless you like poke him in the eyes, kick him in the nuts, and like you're super accurate and like whatever, but even that, like if someone's super fit, even if you know all the skills, they can probably be, unless you're a master, right? And that takes like decades. If you're like mastering a martial art, that takes decades. And even then, if you're a master of martial arts, you're gonna be pretty fit anyway, aren't you? So yeah, fitness can trump skill. And so someone that trains, even an amateur person that's training in MMA, if they train like two or three times a week and you don't train at all, but you know basic self-defense, but you don't train your fitness levels, the person in MMA is going to beat you just because they can outlast you, just because they can do all that sort of stuff, right? But on contrary, someone that's MMA can be like too much strategy, right? So if you're really good at MMA, that's different, obviously, because you're really, really good. But if at the start, in the beginning, it might be information overload. Sorry about the sun there. It might be information overload. So trying to use too much strategy in a street fight is not good, because you don't want strategy. You want those super basic things like kick him in the nuts and poke him in the eyes and all that sort of stuff. As opposed to, oh, I'm going to get you in a Kimura arm hold or whatever. Like, the chances of that working in a street fight is, right, very, very, very slim, right? Unless the person's an idiot. And then in that case, why is it even getting to that stage anyway? You know what I mean? Like, you can put the guy on the ground, you don't have to go nuts on him and break their arm or whatever. All right, and the third thing is taking a punch. I feel like in MMA and like kickboxing and all that sort of stuff where they actually spar, that is a very important thing. Like you can train in self-defense or whatever, and like there's a lot of martial arts you're training, you do the katas or whatever, but you're not learning how to take a punch, right? Because you're going to get hit in a straight fight, so you need to know how to do it, because a lot of people, they're all tough or whatever, they get punched in the head and then they're in shock, and they just get flattened, right? I've seen it happen heaps of times. Like, especially as a kid, you go to like at a party or whatever, and like everyone's like talking themselves up and stuff, and then one of them just gets hit, and then that's it. They don't want to, because they don't know how to take a punch. They've never had to, right? So combat sports are really good for that. Just learning how to take a punch, just so that you don't go into shock when it happens, and you can retaliate, right? All right. So how do we train in self-defense with the Survival Fitness Plan? So it's basic self-defense, right? This is according to my new strategy that I think I'm going to do. It's going to be basic self-defense and like pretty super basic, but like the things that you need, right? And a big emphasis on fitness as well, right? So you can, so like rounds, it's like a boxer. Like a boxer can beat most other martial artists just because they're super fit, right? And they know the basics. And then, of course, you need like the combat training as well, just so you can learn how to take hit and like reactions, and like if it goes more than the self-defense, you're going to need to know how to spar a little bit. So yeah, that's got to rebuild that a little. I think the self, as far as all the things go, all the subjects, the self-defense is probably the one that is closest to already good in the timetable. I might take out a few things or make a few things later on or whatever. All right. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. It was a bit of a long one today, but I hope you found some value in it, and I'll see you again next time. Bye.